ॐ सहना भवतु सहना भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ यश्चन्दसा मृषभो विश्वरूपः छन्दोऽभ्योऽध्यमृता आत्सम्बभूव समेन्द्रो मेधया आस्पृणोतु अमृतस्य देवधारणो भूयासम् शरीरम् मे विचर्षणम् जह्वा मे मतिमत्तमा कर्णा आभ्याम् भूरि विश्रुवम् ब्रह्मणः कोशोऽसि मेधया पिहितः श्रितम् मे गोपाय आवहन्ति वितन्वाना पूर्वाणा चिरमात्मनः वासागुंसि मम गावश्च अन्नपाने च सर्वदा ततो मे श्रियमावह लोमशाम् पशुभिः सह स्वाहा आमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा इमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा प्रमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा तमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा शमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा यशो जने सानि स्वाहा श्रेयान् वस्य सानि स्वाहा तन्त्वा भगद्भविशानि स्वाहा समाभगद्भविश स्वाहा तस्मिन् सहस्रशाखे निपगाहन् त्वयि मृजे स्वाहा यथा प्रवथायन्ति यथा मासा अहर्जरम् एवम् माम् ब्रह्मचारिणः धातरायन्ति सर्वतः स्वाहा प्रतिवेशोऽसि प्रमा भाहि प्रमा भद्यस्व भूर्भुवस्युवरिति वा एथास्तिस्रो व्याहृतयः थासामुहस्मैतान् चतुर्थीम् माहाचमस्य प्रवेदयते महति तद्ब्रह्म स आत्मा अङ्गान्यन्या देवता आह भूरिति वा अयम् लोकः भुव इत्यन्तरिक्षम् सुवरित्यसौ लोकः मह इत्यादित्यः आदित्येन वाव सर्वे लोका महीयन्ते भूरिति वा अग्निः भुव इति वायुः सुवरित्यादित्यः मह इति चन्द्रमा आह चन्द्रमसा वाव सर्वाणि ज्योतिपुंषि महीयन्ते भूरिति वारचः उव इति सामानि सुवरिति यजुपुंषि मह इति ब्रह्म ब्रह्मणा वाव सर्वे वेदा महीयन्ते भूरिति वैभ्राणः उव इत्यपानः सुवरिति व्यानः मह इत्यन्नम् अन्नेन वाव सर्वे ए प्राणा महीयन्ते था वा एताश्चतस्रश्चतुर्था चतस्रश्चतस्रो व्याहृतयः थायो वेद स वेद ब्रह्म सर्वे एस्मै देवा बलिमावहन्ति स य एषोऽन्तर्हृदय आकाशः तस्मिन्नयम् पुरुषो मनोमयः अमृतो हिरण्मयः अन्तरेण तालुके स एष स्तन इवावलम्बते स एन्द्रयोनिः
kind of by myself. Repeat after me, we'll start here.
स य एषोऽन्तर्हृदय आकाशः स य एषोऽन्तर्हृदय आकाशः त
tasmin nayam purusho manomayah tasmin nayam purusho manomayah amrito hiranmayah amrito hiranmayah antarena taluke antarena taluke ya eshastana ivavalambate ya eshastana ivavalambate se endrayonihi se endrayonihi yatra sauke shanto vivartate yatra sauke shanto vivartate vyapohya shirshakapale vyapohya shirshakapale purityajnau pratitishtati purityajnau pratitishtati puva iti vayo Bhuva iti vayo suvarityadityay suvarityadityay maha iti brahmani maha iti brahmani apnoti swara ajam apnoti swara ajam apnoti manasaspatim apnoti manasaspatim vakpatis chakshushpatihi Vakpatis chakshushpatihi Shrotrapatir vijnanapatihi
Shrotrapatir vijnanapatihi
Etatato bhavati
Etatato bhavati
Akasha shariram brahma
Akasha shariram brahma
Satyatma pranaramam mana anandam
Satyatma pranaramam mana anandam
shanti masram shanti samrutam shanti samrutam amrutam
shanti samrutam amrutam
iti prachina yogyopasva
iti prachina yogyopasva
This one, I sometimes have trouble with this, and you can practice this particular line with Vagi Shananda. Shanti samritam amritam. See how it goes? Shanti samritam. Shanti samritam amritam. It's a little hard for me anyway. Shanti samritam amritam.
Shanti samritam amritam.
Do you see where there's a pause there? Shanti samritam amritam.
Shanti samritam amritam.
So just make a note of that. Practice Vagi Shananda. Okay. Let's go to the next section.
Prativyantarikshan. Prativyantarikshan. Jyaurdisho vantartishaha.
Jyaurdisho vantartishaha.
Agnir vayura dityas chandrama nakshatrani.
Agnir vayura dityas chandrama nakshatrani.
Apa oshadayo vanaspataya akasha atma.
Apa oshadayo vanaspataya akasha atma.
Apa oshadayo vanaspataya akasha atma.
Apa oshadayo vanaspataya akasha atma. Ityati bhutam
athadhyatmam
athadhyatmam
prano vyano pana udana samanah
prano vyano pana udana samanah
again prano vyano pana udana samanah
Pano vyano pana udana samanaha
chakshushrotram manovakpaka
chakshushrotram manovakpaka
charma magum sagasnavasti majja
charma magum sagasnavasti majja
charma magum sagas
charma magum sagas
Charma magum saggas.
Charma magum saggas.
Snavasti majja.
Snavasti majja.
Charma magum saggas. Snavasti majja.
Charma magum saggas. Snavasti majja.
I aspirated that last jaw. She goes, Snava. Snavasti majja.
snavasti madja, charma magum sagas navasti madja, charma magum sagas navasti madja, e tadadividaya rishiravochata, e tadadividaya rishiravochata, e tadadividaya rishiravochata, e tadadividaya rishiravochata, etadhadividaya rishiravochata, etadhadividaya rishiravochata, pangtangva idigum sarvam, pangtangva idigum sarvam, pangte naiva pangtagum spranotiti, pangte naiva pangtagum spranotiti, pangte naiva Pante naiva, pante gum spranoti ti, pante gum spranoti ti, pante gum spranoti ti, pante gum spranoti ti, pante naiva, pante gum spranoti ti, pante naiva, pante gum spranoti ti.
Repeat after me.
Swami Vaishnava, he chants Pankhagus Spranotiti. Is that because there's more than one way?
Pankhte naiva pankhte gum. He doesn't say gum?
Gus.
He says gus? You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, let's say gus then. Pankhte naiva pankhte gus Spranotiti. Pankhte naiva pankhte gus Spranotiti. Pante naiva pantagas pranotiti. Pante naiva pantagas pranotiti.
They just make a mark there. For that. I will too. I don't remember that, but he knows. He's the authority. Ready?
Om Iti Brahma.
Om iti.
Just repeat after me. Om iti Brahma.
Om iti Brahma.
Om iti Brahma.
Om iti Brahma.
Om iti. Om in quotes. Om is Brahman. That's what it says. Om is Brahman. Okay. So Om is Brahman. Om iti Brahma. Then. So Brahma is in the neuter nominative singular. Om iti.
I hear paper rustling and.
Don't have seven.
What?
She said that she doesn't have the paper. Seven. Seven. Seven.
I do. Okay.
You all right in there?
Okay, we're ready now. Let's go.
Om iti Brahma.
Om iti Brahma.
Om iti. Iti puts in quotes, Om is Brahman. Okay.
And what they mean there is actually Om is the nama for Brahman. So when you say Om, then that is Brahman, right? Like if I say table, that table is the nama for the object table. Om is the nama, the name, called Abhidana. Another term I should put on our list. Abhidana. It's the Abhidana. It's the name for Brahman. So Om iti Brahman. Om is Brahman. Okay. Swamiji has a nice little commentary on this, which is, well, I'll talk to you about that later, in the book that I gave you. Okay. So Om iti Brahma. Om iti the gum sarvam. Om iti digum sarvam. Om iti digum sarvam. Om, go ahead. Om iti digum sarvam. Om iti idam sarvam. Om iti idam sarvam. Om iti, quotes, Om is idam sarvam, all this. This, these two,
mantras here, Om Iti Brahma and Om Iti Idam Sarvam. This is the upasana, just this. The rest of this is in praise of this upasana. So first you see Om is Brahman, and then I'll explain it a little bit. First you see Om is Brahman, and then Om is all of this. Means that between, like in the Mandukya Upanishad, between the A of Om, A, U, M, all letters are included, right, in Om. So Om stands for all namas, and Brahman, the Mithya, is all rupas. Right? Brahman is what is, right? Brahman is the Satchitananda plus Ishwara is the Maya Upadhi. So Brahman is the rupa. If we say everything is nama rupa, Brahman is in the sense the rupa. Brahman is the conscious Satchitananda, and with the Maya Upadhi, Brahman is all of the rupas, all of the forms. So this is Brahman. This is Brahman. This is Brahman. This is Brahman. Om is all this the nama, table, rug, chair, universe. Ishwara, time, space, right? So all of the namas, Om represents all of the namas, Brahman is all of the rupa. So everything is only nama rupa, really. In fact, there is, even in terms of nama rupa, it's all mithya. Everything is going to resolve into Brahman, right? So we say that all of the rupas, all of the, rupa means form, so all of the rupas are in reality only namas. Because in this sense, this is a table because we say it's a table. We call this table, but I could also, upon analysis, say, well, this is actually wood. Now I'm not looking at the table, I'm looking at the wood. Now I'm looking at, and then I could say, this is actually legs and platform, or whatever you want to call it, tabletop, the top and the legs. And so the nama is what creates the object, in a sense. And the object can be broken down into smaller and smaller rupas and different, each of which gets different namas. So now we say, but anyway, that's neither here nor there. Everything in the end is going to resolve into Brahman in the end. Right? And Om is the name for Brahman. So all of this is Brahman in terms of rupa. All of this is Brahman in terms of nama. Right? It's Om in terms of nama. You see? So it's really, really beautiful. So that's the upasana. Om iti Brahma, Om iti idam sarvam. Okay? Then, Om iti etad, anukriti ha smava. Anukriti ha smava. Apyo shravaya, well, let me, apyo shravayetya,
apyo shravayetya,
apyo shravayetya shravayanti. Say ashravayanti.
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 Let's do it with breaking the sandhi. Om iti. Say,
Om
Idehi Etad
Anukritihi
Ha Sma Va. If you're using this, you should make a little line between the Ha and the Sma. Ha Sma Va. Okay? Anukritihi Ha Sma Va.
Anukritihi Ha Sma
Va. Api O. Make a line if you have this one. In fact, in mine, I copied this directly, and I've got to make these corrections too, just for your ease. It should be up yo space, upi o shravaya. Is everybody with me? Upi o shra, then space, up yo space, shravaya iti. Shravya iti ashravyanti. Okay? So, Om, I'm going to read from the beginning. Om iti etat anukritihi ha sma va api o shravaya iti ashravayanti.
O,
oh, just O. O stands for Om. I'll explain. Okay. Everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go on. This is hard to talk about, so let me do a couple other lines. Om iti.
Om iti.
Samani gayanti.
Samani gayanti.
Om iti. Samani gayanti.
Om iti. Samani.
Ogum shom iti.
Ogum shom iti.
Shastrani.
Shastrani.
Shagumsanti.
Shagumsanti.
Ogum shom iti. Let's see. So if I break the sandhi, om shom iti.
Om shom iti.
Shastrani.
Shastrani.
Shagumsanti.
Shagumsanti.
Okay. Let me try to explain. I can talk about this, and then I'm going to refer you to Swamiji's write-up on it, because I'm not clear on all of this. What this is, what they're doing is, if the whole part section here is a praise of Om. In fact, everything that we, all in the Vedic ritual, everything begins with an Om. You know, and all of the Advaryas, the Hotras, all of the different people, the Ritvigs, the different priests, who are participating in a ritual, will always be starting the mantra, starting the ritual with Om, or they will be giving permission for another part to begin their ritual. Like for one, and they'll also, in order to say, "Oh, that was well done," if one of the priests does a particular mantra, another priest will say, "Om means well done," like that. And so Om is intrinsic to the ritual. So here, as praise of Om, they're saying all of these things. They're going through a Vedic ritual, saying all of these parts. And I don't remember all of the different parts of the Vedic ritual. So I'll do my best and then refer you to Swamiji's commentary in the little booklet that I gave you. It's on page 74 or something. I'll take a look. And maybe I can even read some of it to you. But let me just do my best, and then you can read what he has to say. So first part is easy. Om iti etad anukritihi. Okay? See it? Om iti. So om in quotes. Etad anukritihi. This om, etad, this om is anukritihi. Hasmava. Hasmava means, it should actually be hasmava. Yeah. Va becomes vai. Hasmavai. The vai, I, goes to aya, the yakara drop, so hasmavai. That means prasiddhi. As everybody knows, as is well known, for those who know the Vedas and for those who just are experienced in this, it's what we call prasiddhi, well known, well accepted. So as is well known, well accepted in the culture, in the Vedic culture, hasmavai, what om, this om is anukritihi. Anukriti means it gives permission or acceptance. For instance, if you say, I'm going to go and do this now. Say you're asking the Hotra or something. I'm going, the Ritwig or the priest. I'm going to do this now. Om. It gives permission. It gives sanction. Right? So, and you know, you can probably see in India with Swamiji, if you say something to him, he'll just say Om. Om. Means good, okay, fine. It's like saying tathastu. Let it be, that's fine, that's good. So om. That's the anukriti, okay? So as is well known, om is an anukriti, okay? Api, also, furthermore, now this is something I don't completely know. It's something that happens in the Vedic ritual. Api, o shravaya iti. The o there in the bhasha and in Swamiji's commentary, The O stands for Om. So Api, O Shravya. So Om. It's in the imperative second person singular. May you May, it said something like this, may the gods hear now. May you make them hear. It's in the causal. Shravya, causal imperative. May you make them hear. Oh, may you make them hear. So this is one of the priests addressing another group of priests who are going to begin chanting. So, oh, Shravya, may you make them hear. Then, Ashravyanti. Ashravyanti means they cause them to begin chanting, something like that. Okay? Ashravyanti, they cause them to begin chanting. O Shravya, may the gods hear now. Ashravyanti, they cause one group of ritwigs, or one group of priests causes the other now to chant. The whole point is that in that causing the other group to begin chanting, it begins with O Shravya, where they're invoking the gods, and the O stands for Om. So remember, in all of this section, Om is being praised. The whole section. The only upasana is the first two lines. The rest is praise of showing different ways that Om is being used. So, Om is used to give assent, as is well known. Also, O Shravya, Ashravyanti, they cause the others to begin chanting, saying, O Shravya, let the gods hear you. Okay? Any more depth, you really have to go to somebody else to Swamiji. But you see the Sanskrit?
But in ha, it's just ha.
Ha, ha. That's all, it's an indeclinable. Like a particle. Ha, space, sma, space, vai. And that is also in the Vedas very common. Hasma vai. And it's just prasiddhi, as is well known. So just take that whole section. Swamiji and Shankara just say prasiddhi, as you all know. So, om iti etad anukritihi hasmavai api o shravya iti ashravyanti. Okay? Om iti samani gayanti. They sing, om iti, they sing the samas. The samas are the riks in the Rig Veda, all of the mantras that are being sung. In the Sama Veda, the Rig mantras in the Sama Veda are sung. So the Udgatras, the ones who, the priests who do the Sama Veda, who sing the Sama Veda, now they begin, in the ritual, they begin singing the riks.
What's a rik?
Mantras in the Rig Veda. In the Rig Veda is made of riks, which are different mantras. Right? The Rig Veda has all of the mantras.
Okay.
The Sama Veda puts the riks into kind of a song. It's a different way of chanting. And so the Udgatras are the ones who chant the Sama Veda. And so now they begin chanting Om Iti. Beginning with Om. So Om Iti, now. Om, now they begin chanting. So they begin chanting, but chanting starts with Om, preceded by Om is what's meant there. So Om Iti, Samani, the riks that are put to song, are now being chanted. They begin singing. They sing. Gayanti. Everybody see that? Where am I? Gayanti means they sing the samas. Okay? Plural. Accusative plural. Let's do one more line here. Om Shom Iti Shastrani Shagumsanti. Now, the Shagumsanti means they recite. Here the Ritwigs recite the Shastras. Now, note this doesn't say Shastra. The Shastra are all of the bodies, different bodies of knowledge. This is Shastra. And here Shastra means the actual Rik mantra. Not the one that's being, not the Sama, the Rik that's being chanted. Right? So the Ritwigs actually chant the Rig Veda. The Rig Veda in a particular way.
And what are they called?
Ritwigs. Ritwigs.
The Shastra also means weapons, right?
It does also.
But
not here. Yeah. Shastra also means weapons, but not here. Here Shastra means the Rik with the Rik mantra which is being chanted according to the Rik. Where the Udgatra chant those mantras, and those are called the Samani. They're being sung. So the Udgathras will sing the Rik. Those are called samas. The Ritwigs will chant the Rik. And those are called shastras.
And these are priests who have different functions?
That's right. Okay. There's many different priests. And that's why I get these mixed up. Like there's the Ritwigs, the Hotras, the Udgathras.
And they have a specialty?
The Brahma, Brahmas. Yeah, they have special functions that they, and the Edwaryus, and the Yajamana, all of these have functions. Now, the Om Shom, Shom is another mantra. It's not commented on by Shankara or by Swamiji, because Swamiji says in his commentary, Shankara just says Shom, leaves it at that. Swamiji says the Shom of the Om is not being commented on here, because this passage is only praise of Om. So Shom, the mantra Shom, is not what we call the Tatparaya. It has no, as Swamiji says, it has no Tatparaya. It means it has no, it's not essential to this verse. What is essential to this only is Om. So the Shom, which also has a meaning, is not being unfolded here. So I also don't know what it means. But what they're saying is, the Ritwigs, they begin chanting, reciting, Shagum Santi, Shamsa means praise or recite. They recite the Shastranis, the Riks, beginning with Om Shom. So Om Shom Iti, then they chant, they recite the Shastras, the Riks. Okay? So this is, if we were in the Vedic culture, we would be very familiar with all of these rituals. And so this is very briefly saying what everybody knows about a ritual. We don't happen to know it. We have to learn all of this, all of these parts. But that's all of this is, as I say, being said just to remind you of the pervasiveness of the Omkara in the Vedas and in every ritual. Everything is surrounded by Om. There's another example that Shankara uses and Swamiji refers to in his commentary. It says just like the vine of a leaf. The vein of a leaf. Just like the vein of a leaf holds the leaf, whole leaf together. Like that, the Omkara holds the whole Veda together. So, yeah, it's beautiful. And he's quoting a verse there. Okay?
That's wonderful.
So let's try chanting this. Om iti Brahma. 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 Om iti Dagum Sarvam. 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 Om iti Brahma. Om iti Brahma. Om iti Dagum Sarvam. Om iti Dagum Sarvam. Om iti Tad Anukriti Hasmava. Wait. Om iti Tad. Om iti Tad. Om iti Tad. Om iti Tad. Om iti Tad Anukriti Hasmava. Om ityetad anukriti hasmava. Om ityetad anukriti hasmava. Om ityetad anukriti hasmava. Abhyo shravayet. Abhyo shravayet. Abhyo shravayet. Abhyo shravayet. Ya shravayanti. Abhyo shravayet ya shravayanti. Abhyo shravayet ya shravayanti. Om ityetad anukriti hasmava.
Yetad anukriti hasmava. Om ityetad anukriti hasmava. Om ityetad anukriti hasmava. Om ityetad anukriti hasmava. Om ityetad anukriti hasmava. Abhyo shravayetya shravayanti. Abhyo shravayetya shravayanti. Om ityetad anukriti hasmava. 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 Abhyo shravayetya shravayanti. Om iti samani gayanti. 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 Ogum shum iti shastrani shagum santi. Ogum
shum iti shastrani.
Sorry. Ogum. Ogum shom iti shastrani shagum santi. Ogum shom iti shastrani shagum santi. Ogum shom iti shastrani. Ogum shom iti shastrani. Shom iti shastrani. Shom iti shastrani shagum santi. Shagum santi. Shagum santi. Shagum santi. Ogum shom iti shastrani 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 shagum santi.
From the beginning. Om iti brahma.
Om iti brahma.
Om iti dagum sarvam.
Om iti dagum sarvam.
Om ityetad anukriti hasmava. Abhyo shravayetya shravayanti.
Om ityetad anukriti hasmava. Abhyo shravayetya shravayanti.
Om iti samani gayanti.
Om iti samani gayanti.
Ogum shom iti shastrani shagum santi.
Ogum shom iti shastrani shagum santi.
Okay, let's stop there.